Chapter 17. 09:47 GMT. Melissa. Mel, huddled on a couch, had dozed off, to her surprise. She only discovered this when she was shaken awake, rudely, even roughly. She was still in the sky-thrust observation blister. The Astronomer Royal was standing over her.
Charlie, what the hell?
Marlowe pointed to the black, star-speckled sky through a crystal-clear observation roof.
Look at that.
A flicker of hope that she must mean a returned sun quickly died. Of course not. The whole sky would be blue once more if so. Still, she looked in the direction Marlowe was pointing and was dazzled. A very bright star. A brilliant pinprick high in the sky, bright enough to light up the sea below, like a shard of a full moon. No, much brighter than that. Bright enough for her to pick out the smooth lines of Skythrust itself. Marlowe grinned.
Well, that just appeared. What do you think?
A star? It's in Centaurus, right?
But not one of the regular constellation stars. No, obviously not. Far brighter than any star I see up there.
Magnitudes more. Venus? Jupiter?
No, of course not that either. Far too bright. And of course, no sunlight to be reflected.
Wake up, Mel. A nova? Supernova?
Marlowe grinned. That's the least stupid thing you've said so far. But I don't think so. I mean, what are the odds of such an event? A naked eye supernova, a once-in-a-millennium occurrence, in the middle of all this, and
the star winked out. The world was perceptibly darker.
Damn it, Marlowe said. You saw it, didn't you?
Yes, of course.
How long did that last? 2 minutes, maybe?
No matter. I have some data, at least. And the automatics will have harvested a lot more. Give me a moment. It was more like 6 or 7 as she worked the numbers.
There, Marlowe said at last, triumphantly.
She held up a small multi-purpose sensor.
Can't you see?
I got its spectrum.
It was the sun, Melissa. Not a nova. The sun. Our sun. The spectrum proves it. That's sunlight.
But the light came from far off. Out in the Kuiper belt. I'm guessing. Beyond Neptune. Hell, never mind guessing. I can work it out from the intensity. She tapped at her screen. Here we go. About as bright as, 80 full moons. If it's as dim as that, it must be around 90 AU away. 90 times as far out as Earth is from the sun. Or as Earth is usually. And I...
Shit!
Mel had to smile. Something surprising, Astronomer Royal. I'll say, because 90 AU is precisely where you get to if you travel at the speed of light for 12 hours, from the position of the sun outward. She tapped at screens. I wonder if we can get an observation from that Mars ship, the Almirik. If we can get some kind of triangulation, we can confirm that. I suspect they might have their hands full.
Ah, yes, probably.
There will be other eyes in the sky, though. How long ago did the sun vanish? Must be 7, 8 minutes already? And,
yow!
Light flooded the world. Mel threw an arm over her eyes.